A fare increase that would have raised the cost for a single bus ride by 25 cents and hiked charges for transfers and multi-ride passes, as well as paratransit services for the disabled, was rejected Wednesday by a weighted vote of the governing board of the Pioneer Valley Transit Authority. The increases, which would have taken effect a year from now, were opposed by the representatives from the largest cities served by the PVTA, including Springfield and Holyoke. Holyoke Mayor Alex Moore said it was premature to approve a fare increase today that won't take effect for 12 months.
To take a vote when we don't have enough information about what the budget outlook is going to be for fiscal year 2014 is disingenuous and dishonest to the people who ride the bus.
The PVTA administration had originally proposed the fare hikes to take effect this coming July 1st, but the need for additional fare box revenue to balance the PVTA's budget was negated by additional funds from the state. The legislature last week approved a $51 million bailout for the state's transit authorities. The largest share of that money went to Greater Boston's MBTA. The PVTA is to receive just under $1 million. But because it's one-time funding from the state, PVTA Administrator Mary McGinnis recommended implementing the pending fare hike in July 2013.
Things like fuel are very volatile, and that's a large part of our budget. But what we see now at this current moment, the fare increase for the following year won't cover the entire deficit for FY14, but it'll come close.
Amherst Town Manager John Musanti, who chairs the PVTA Advisory Board, said rejecting the fare hike means the PVTA will have to find the money to close a projected $1.4 million gap in next year's budget.
While we didn't have consensus today in the board on a fare adjustment even a year from now, it's clear that that deficit is looming, and we are united in our desire to work cooperatively with the state legislature and the governor for a long-term funding solution to transportation needs across the Commonwealth.
A coalition of groups representing the elderly, the disabled, and the poor organized to oppose the fare hikes. More than 300 people attended a series of public hearings last spring, and dozens attended Wednesday's meeting of the PVTA Advisory Board. Natalie Tovet of West Springfield, who's disabled and in a wheelchair, called the proposed fare hikes ridiculous.
People on fixed incomes are either going to have to get the groceries or go to the doctors or get medicine or pay rent, but not all three.
John Bennett, chapter president of the Massachusetts Senior Action Council, offered to work with PVTA officials to secure more transportation funding from the state.
The suggestion of needed increases is important, and that we should use that fact that if the state does not come through with enough money, that fare increases will be called for again for 2014.
There's general consensus the Massachusetts transportation system is a financial mess. Governor Deval Patrick has said he'll file legislation with a comprehensive long-term fix next year. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.